Ma'id Katan Yerushalmi corresponding to Ma'id Katan Bavli Daf Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph at the first line of the page. Makrinet Haritzpa B'Ma'id. Makrinet Haritzpa B'Ma'id. The Mishnah taught that one may repair a broken fence in Chol Ma'id. Even Agabei Even Sur Agabei Sur. He can do this by putting one stone on another and one pebble on another, rather than the regular way, which is a pebble on a stone or vice versa. Uvashvius. On Shvi'ith he may build in a regular fashion with a stone on a pebble, and vice versa. With a pirtza she'ina saga esa afar, with a pirtza she'ihaisa saga esa afar, asa legoidra b'shvi'ith. We're referring to a breach that was not blocked up with dirt, but if it was, he may not fix it, since his fruit is already protected. Matani ken called pirtza she'isaga esa afar, asa legoidra b'shvi'ith, u'she'ina saga esa afar, Muta Lagoidra Bashvius. We have a support from a Baisa. It says that any breach that was blocked up with dirt may not be fixed in Shvius, and any breach that was not blocked up with dirt may be fixed in Shvius. Uvshayna Machsheles Zarabim, Aval Machsheles Zarabim, Afar P, Shehi Sages Afar, Muta Lagoidra Bashvius. And this applies when it will not damage the public, but if it might damage the public by collapsing, even if it was blocked up with earth, he may fix it in Shvius. Kado in Mayakoisle, Goya Soisoi Ubaneo. So it's like the case of if the wall is leaning, he may demolish it and rebuild it. Viesto Valivaneo. The Gemara asks, let him demolish it but not rebuild it, since the danger is gone. Vachananya Bashem Rabbiachanan Hitu Soifu Mipne Trilase, Chim Aima Loi Shalayivne, Afu Aina Soisoi Venimsa Bale De Sakana. Vachananya quoting Rabbiachan says, no, because they permitted the end because of the beginning. If he would not permit him to rebuild it, he would not demolish it, and this would cause potential danger for the public. We come now to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Roinus al Nagoyim, Lahakel Avloi Lahachmir. Rabbi Meir says one may view possible leprosy tsaras to declare a person pure, but not to declare a person impure. Chacham Omer Loi Lahakel Avloi Lahachmir. Chacham say one may view it neither to declare pure nor impure. Void and with meya malaket adam at some aviv imay the pnei shesimcha hilai. With meya says one may collect the bones of his parents since it's a joy for him. Vyesi aimer avel hulai. Vyesi says it's an act of mourning for him. Leiyoyes al nisa b'leyef bidenu koydim leregel shloishim yom. One may not arouse himself to mourn nor eulogize within 30 days of the festival. The Gemara says, Taman taninan baheres kagris, ufisas kagris, venoilat lepisyoin, micha oi ser lavon, vahochala haon, vahikiva metame vacharam oimim, tira ketrila. The Mishnah says in Mesechus Nagoyim, if a baheres the size of a gris spread the amount of a gris, and a micha or white hair appeared in the spreading and the original spot disappeared, vahikiva says it's impure, and the chum say that it should be viewed as if it's new. However, Kiva Matame or Machlet or Rabban Ami, Tira Ketchila, Machlitim or Mabinain. The Gemara asked, well, Rabbi Kiva said that it's confirmed to be impure, and the Rabban said that it should be viewed as new and confirmed as impure. If so, what's the difference between them? Rabbi Yochan Amar, Erva Regel Benihain. Rabbi Yochan answered, according to Meir, on the eve of the festival, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Haikad Maisa, Vin at Zokog Loi Lahakev Loi Lahachmir. Rabbi Kiva would say it is the same spot as before, and we need to rule on it whether to be lenient or stringent. Rabban say no, it's a different spot, and the original one is tahor. The Gemara asks about which spot do we apply the law that we do not view the second, and it therefore remains tahor until after the festival. Da'acha kastama da'taman or dichida da'taman kastama da'acha. Rav Yosi, quoting Rav Acha, says that the lone opinion here corresponds to the unnamed opinion there, and the lone opinion there corresponds with the unnamed opinion over here. Asya dichidai da'acha kastama da'taman Rav Kiva Omer he kadmeisa ve'ein at zokok loy loy lahakel v'loy lahachmir. The lone opinion here corresponds to the unnamed opinion there. That Rav Kiva says that it's the same spot as before, and we need to rule on it whether to be lenient or stringent. The lone opinion there corresponds with the unnamed opinion here, means that the Rabbanon say that it's a different spot than the original one is Tahor, and our Mishnah teaches that Meir says that one may view leprosy to declare it pure, but not to declare it impure. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun b'Shem Rabbi Acha ben Yichidor d'Hacha ben d'Rabbanon d'Hacha Moidi l'Rabbanon d'Taman l'Hakel aval lo l'Hachmir. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that both the lone opinion here and the Rabbanon here agree to the Rabbanon there that we view leprosy, meaning Tsaras, to rule leniently, but not to rule stringently. Taman b'Shaholcha l'Yaim b'Amhacha b'Shaholcha l'Ahim Hasimanim b'Aim Kayemes. There, in Mesachas Nagoyim, the original spot disappeared, but here, in our Mishnah, the accompanying sign disappeared and the original spot is still present. Amar Rabbi Nirim Duri Rabbi Yosi, B'Muska, Duri Rabbi Meir, B'Muchlet. Rabbi said that Rabbi Yosi's ruling appears correct in the case of a Muska, which is quarantined due to his doubtful status of Tzaras, and Rabbi Meir's ruling appears correct in the case of a Muchlet, which is a confirmed Metzera. Rabbi Zeyo Amar Yimei Aregel B'Nei Hoin. Rabbi Kiva ime hi katnisa v'hu nichnas la'azor v'abon ami chayri hi v'ena nichnas la'azor. Rabbi Zeira says the difference between them is the days of the festival. Rabbi Kiva says it's the original spot and he can come into the temple courtyard. Rabbon say it's a different spot and he may not enter there. Ha Rabbi Kiva matam machlit v'abon ami tira katchila machlitin u'ma b'nehoin. The Gemara asks for Rabbi Kiva rule that it's to be confirmed as impure, one say it should be viewed as if it's new, thereby also confirming the status of Tzaras. So what's the difference between them? Shmuel Omar, Pricha b'nei hoin, Rabbi Kiva ime hi kadmaisa b'perech minatame tor, v'abon ami chayuhi b'perech minator tame. And the first answer that comes from Shmuel, the case of an eruption, means Rabbi Kiva says that since it's the same original spot when it erupted and spread from Tumah, it's tor. Rabbanan say that since it's a different spot, when it erupts from Tahor, it is Tame. The background being that if a Metzera was Muchlat or even Muska with one of the signs of Tumah and after the spot erupted over his entire body, he's Tahor. But if he was Muska and a sign of Tumah didn't appear, so he was declared Tahor and then after the Tzaras spread over it and erupted over his entire body, then he's a Tame Muchlat. Va'amim b'shem Shmuel Pricha u'shechin amayred b'nei hoin. And the second answer in the name of Shmuel is that the case of eruption and incurable boils that can't be declared as Tzaras are differences between them. Rabbi Kiva ime hi katmaisa v'perech min atamei tahor. Rabbi Kiva says that since it's the same original spot, if a tamei spot erupted over the entire body, it's tahor. Rabbanon amri chayuhi v'perech min atahor tamei. Rabbanon says it, since it's a different spot, it's an eruption from tahor and it's tamei. Again du chayuhi ha'ein inhu hi tahira v'asya Gaida Amma Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Dis Palgun, Paucha Boye Beshchin, Amayred, Rabbi Yochan Amma Taho, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amma Tome. This difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon is the subject of a dispute between Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish and Rabbanon. If an incurable boil erupted over the entire body, Rabbi Yochan said that it is Taho, like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said it's Tome, like Rabbanon.